there are a lot of things we don't understand. There are situations that really throw us a curve. And there are things that go outside the realm of your normal faith life, your normal things you see. So we always need help from God. It was David that said, I shall look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, my help comes from where? From above. We must take advantage of the fact that God is our helper. You know God won't do anything unless you invite him in. So what Jesus did for us, and when the Bible says look unto Jesus, what it really means is to rely on Jesus. When the scripture says look unto Jesus, what it means is to what? I didn't hear you. It means to rely on Jesus all the time. To look unto him like David said, I shall look up unto the hills from where comes my help. Is that I'm relying on God, my helper. So when the scripture says to the church, looking unto Jesus, what he's saying is you too, instead of looking unto the hills, unto men, you look up to Jesus. He said, like the servant looks up to the master, so shall my eyes be what? What? So shall my eyes be on you. So I look to you. Look to you. And David was always saying, he said, when shall I come and be seen before the Lord? I was focusing on the Lord all the time. So to look unto Jesus is to rely on Jesus Christ from beginning to end. The author of your faith is to trust in him, to rely on him, to not to rely on anything else in this life. And so we must understand that in looking up to Jesus, we'll find that in Christ Jesus, the Lord has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and has given us some privileges which we must enjoy. Those privileges, we can't get them any other way. We just can't get them any other way. Amen? So one of the privileges that we have in Christ and through Jesus is access to God, which you have in prayer. But one of them that we don't really emphasize as such, I was sharing with Mike, is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You don't go to God only when you want to pray. You don't need God only when you want to pray. The songwriter said, I need thee every hour. It's not only when you want to kneel down and pray that you need God. You need God every hour. That song is very accurate. I need thee every hour. It's so accurate. It's so totally. And because we don't understand the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that Paul was talking to the church, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and, come on, and love of God and fellowship be with you always, all the time. So Paul was teaching the church that we should covet the fellowship of the Holy Spirit all the time. It's not only when you want to pray, you go to God. You must understand that God should be your companion, so to say. God should be your companion all the time. All the time. And that's what Jesus said. He said, my Father is always with me. He said, he has not left me. He's always with me. And Paul says so. He said, everybody has abandoned me. He said, but God is with me. He knew the fellowship of the Spirit of God. He said, because he's with me, he will deliver me and he will deliver me again. We must be conscious of the fact that we are supposed to walk in fellowship. When you go to fellowship, you know, you're going to meet with people. When you're in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you are walking with him all the time. And it is a privilege you and I have because of Jesus Christ. That privilege that brings us to God is the same privilege that gives us access to his Spirit. And it is the Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. You must understand this thing I'm saying. That you need, You see, if I come to your house, or if I ever show up in your house, I talk to him before I enter your house. I don't waste time because I know I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do. I always talk to him. I say, Lord, you know you're with me. Now I don't know anything here. I said, I trust you to speak to us and help us do whatever it needs to be done here. And I just enter your house. Last time, I'm joking and cracking jokes. And I was cracking. I'm listening to him. Why were laughing? I'm just listening to him. You know. So we must develop that consciousness of walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It's something that some of you have never really realized, which maybe you are realizing today. I remember my Kenichukwu when he was small. The boy knew these things. I would go into the exam hall and talk to the Holy Spirit right in the hall, and the Holy Spirit will show him what the answer is. As the mother is here. Right there. He will talk to you. You say, you help me, this one. You tell him right there. Because God said, I'm the Lord your helper. Can I hear a big amen? I'm the Lord your what? Helper. He didn't say I will help you in some things, I will not help. Because without him, we can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so when it comes to prayer, we have this singular privilege of soliciting help from the Holy Spirit to help us in prayer. Also, the reason is that we don't know how to pray perfectly because we have infirmities. We are limited in knowledge. We are limited in understanding. We are limited in what we are asking. Some of the things we are asking is not really what we should be asking. Because sometimes we walk by sight and ask by sight. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You'll be asking for this, but what is hooking you to this is what is there. You have no idea. You just have no idea. So the Bible says when we pray that we don't even know how to pray. And so the Holy Spirit comes to help us out of that infirmity, out of that limitation. And it says the Holy Spirit prays for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered by word. As I was asking the Lord, I said, what is this groaning that cannot be uttered by word? He said, go and learn how the Holy Spirit prays in 1 Corinthians 14. He said, I told you how he prays. He said, forget about the groaning. If I want, I'll show it to you. But you go find out how he prays and follow it. Leave the groaning alone. And don't try to interpret it. Praise the Lord. Because some people try to interpret what God has not told them. And that's how fallacy starts. So leave the groaning alone. Just understand that it is true. So there are a lot of things in that Bible you don't understand. Just believe it. But you go learn how he prays so that you can take advantage of his help in prayer. Is anybody following me here? Eh? Are you following me? If you are following me, say yes. Okay. So you go and find out how does the Holy Spirit pray. Don't bother yourself about the groaning part. Leave it with him. He's the one doing the groaning. You're not the one. So don't bother yourself about it. Leave him with that one. But you go find out, how do I get the help of the Holy Spirit when I pray? And that's exactly what the scripture tells us. I'm going to read two scriptures and then I round up and go and sit down. Let's read this scripture in Romans chapter 8, 26 and 27. And I'm reading it in Amplified Version of the Bible. Amplified, Romans chapter 8, 26 to 27. Let me read the Amplified, if you have it. If you don't have Amplified, I can read from here. I have Amplified myself. All right, so too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray to offer or how to offer it worthily as we ought to. It's talking about me. It's talking about you. You know, sometimes we think we know what to do. But the Holy Spirit says, no, you don't know how to do it as you ought to. Because you don't know the perfect will of God. He says, so he comes to our aid, comes to help us. And then he says, but the Spirit himself and he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit, what his intent is, because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God on behalf of who? On behalf of who? The saints, according to and in harmony with God's will. Let me read it in another translation. Can you put New Living Translation? Let me see what this is. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. I don't know how anybody can know this and not engage the help of the Holy Spirit when in prayer. Because he said God hears what he's saying. Because he prays according to the will of God concerning us. And don't forget what I said. The Bible said looking unto Jesus, the way to look unto Jesus is to trust him all the time. And then you trust him in entering into the privileges that he provides you freely. To have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, to have access to the Holy Spirit, to help you at the time you need him. So it's not something that is special for any special people. He said this was all believers who have come into Christ Jesus. So, and then the other scripture I want to read is, how does the Holy Spirit pray? 1 Corinthians 14:14-15. I want New Living Translation. This new and preferred version, I don't trust it anymore. I don't know what they are writing there. 1 Corinthians 14:14. New Living Translation. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is what? Pray. But I don't understand what I'm saying. Let's continue 15. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit. That's my spirit prays. And I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit. But I will also sing in words I do understand. Can you put up Amplified? This new one. I don't know what they're really talking. This new one. Let's see what they say here. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by what? Come on now. By the Holy Spirit within me, pray. So he said, it is my spirit, but it is the Holy Spirit that is using my spirit to pray. But my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody at all. So if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays. So you see how the Holy Spirit prays? He prays when you pray in an unknown tongue, because he's the one that gives the utterance. Are you following what I'm saying? Come on now. Because the utterance is not coming from you. That's why you don't understand it. The language is not yours. That's why you don't understand it. He's the one giving the utterance. So if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays, but my mind is unproductive. It bears no fruit and helps nobody. Verse 15. Then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will also pray intelligently with my mind and are you done? And, no, it has caught the verse. Okay, so, but we got what we want. We found how the Holy Spirit prays. He prays when we pray in the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit praying through our own spirit. It is not our intellect praying. Our intellect prays in the language you understand, according to what we think we know. But the Bible says that thing we think we know may not be the perfect will of God for you, because you are praying by what you think you know. But that the Holy Spirit searches your own heart and searches the mind of God. So when he prays a better prayer for you. He intercedes for the saints. He prays for you a better prayer. How many of you are understanding what I'm saying? Don't joke with what I'm telling you. If you joke with this thing, you hurt yourself. You lose. A lot of Christians lose because they don't engage the help of the Holy Spirit. And they frustrate themselves where they shouldn't be frustration. When you learn to walk with the Holy Spirit, frustration will go through the window. I'm telling you, I was telling Mike, I said, I went to Canada and this, my first cousin's wife is something else. She has had experience with God that is amazing. Totally amazing. And this is part of what I was sharing with her, sharing with them, and teaching them. And she said, this thing you're saying is absolutely true. And she gave me examples and told me why she lost it. And she was saying, this is the day of liberation. He said, I've come back to what you should be. I said, yeah, that's what you should come back to. You miss this thing I'm telling you, you'll be walking in frustration. Because we are limited. I'm telling you now, we are what? The only way to remove that limitation is to hand over the prayer to the Holy Spirit. And you see him move your prayer from where it is to where it should be. And because God hears him, you see things happening in your life, incredible, in answers to that prayer. Let me tell you, sometimes when I pray in the Spirit, sometimes, not always, I ask the Spirit of God, I said, I don't know what you are praying. Tell me what you are praying. And sometimes he tells me. Sometimes I'm praying in the Spirit, and in my mind, I am interpreting it to myself. And sometimes I'm like, wow, I never thought of that. How could you have thought of that to a human being? You know, it's interesting. The things of the Spirit is, Hollywood cannot reproduce it. It's the most exciting experience you can have. The things of the world is superb. That thing is really supernatural. It's beyond human understanding, believe you me. And it is very exciting. The word of the Holy Spirit is a word of wonders, where you see things that is beyond human understanding. I'm telling you the truth. And you're praying and sometimes it's not translation. It's interpretation. Sometimes I'm getting the interpretation. And sometimes I'm doing the interpretation with my mind. It's like somebody is preaching. You are interpreting for him. And I'm doing the interpretation. And I'm saying, what? I never thought of this. And then after the prayer, I have conversation with him. Then he will say, yes, you didn't know that. Now. You didn't know that. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? Are you still following me? Because there are ways that seem right in the eyes of men, but the end thereof is what? You could be praying for what would destroy you. I'm telling you, you could be praying for what will ruin your life. But the Spirit of God knows you don't know what you're talking about. He will come and turn it around and start praying for God. And when God begins to answer that, you will see God move your understanding and everything in a different way. And then your eyes will open and say, man, is this what I was wanting to enter? And God say, yeah, you were trying to wreck yourself. But now I moved away from that. This is where you should be going. Praise the Lord. So it is important that we covet the help of the Holy Spirit and pray in the Spirit a lot. A lot. And if you want to understand the Bible and have revelation, pray in the Spirit a lot. You pray in the Spirit, you come to a point where your eyes of understanding will be popping up very easily like that. Because you activate your spirit. It's like you engage your spirit. You are born again spirit. You engage it. Instead of the thing lying dormant there, you engage it. And the more you engage it, the more it's active. The more you engage it, the more it's active, the more it controls your mind. The more it has ascendancy over your flesh. The more you really walk in the Spirit, the more you engage your spirit. And then the more you walk in the Spirit, the better for you. Because that's when you really enjoy the things of God more. And so I want to leave you with that. I don't know if you understood me or not. Did you understand me? I want you to pray in the Spirit more. Let the Holy Spirit help you. And learn to talk to him. Learn to talk to him. I said, Spirit of God, I want to hand over this prayer to you. I've been praying about this and this. I don't even know what to say again. So I want to hand it over to you. So you take over this prayer. And I'll just enjoy your praying. And then he will do that. How many of you want answers to your prayer? Just do what I'm telling you now. You will see God. You see God at work. You really know that he sent him to help you. And sometimes, you know, some things you are praying, he will talk to you about it. Believe you me, some things you are praying, he will tell you, stop. You are walking in unbelief. This is what you ought to do. This is what you ought to do. This is what you are not doing. Stop that prayer you are praying. It's not right. This is why you are hooked up. Simple. And that's when faith comes. I woke up this morning, I was praying for so many things, including, he said, when you go there, tell them about praying the Holy Spirit. I said, well, okay. Then I wanted to change it. He said, no, don't change it. Go and tell them about praying the Holy Spirit. That they are not taking advantage of it. If they take advantage of it, they will see God in a new dimension. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So I want to leave you the rest of the time. If you can pray in the Spirit, that would be wonderful for you. One or two of you here are very confused. But pray in the Spirit. Your confusion will clear. Continue your prayer.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.